Big Joe, what day is it?
All right, today's February the 14th, 2019. You know, it's Valentine's Day today. You know, yesterday was Palentine Day for your buddies. So I got Charlie a nice
Jack Palentine?
Who's that?
Wasn't he an actor?
I don't know. Was he? I don't know. You're making names up now, man.
I'm not.
Today is, of course, Valentine's Day. National Organ Donor Day is also today. National Ferris Wheel Day. What's the best Ferris wheel you've ever
done? I don't do Ferris wheels.
Why not?
I just don't do Ferris wheels. I don't trust the people who put them together.
Exactly. Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hits my hair.
Here's Jack Palentine. That's who I was talking about.
Jack Palance. You know, there's all the rumor that when he read an Academy Award, he read the wrong name for Marissa Tomei, my cousin
I've
Vinny.
I've heard that.
That he read her name. It was supposed to be somebody else's, but he just got confused with the prompter and the envelope in his hand. So it's weird because 25 years later, they do the wrong award for best act, for best picture on the stage. They're like, hey, that's read the wrong envelope. But back then, they said Jack Palance said the wrong. All right, City Slickers, by the way. Excellent movie with him in it.
Yes.
Remember he was a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good liquor store, too.
Yeah, it is a great liquor store. Where's that liquor store located?
Lavergne.
All right, here we go, Greg. February the 14th, this day in sports history, 1887. The Chicago Cubs sell Mike King Kelly to Boston for, at the time, a record how much money? 1887.
$500.
$10,000.
Wow.
Mike King Kelly must have been worth it, right?
Don't know.
Yeah, well, you better find out. By the way, we had a Dick Button question yesterday for Charlie. It was perfect.
Did he get it?
And a Sergey Bubka. Sergey Bubka, yes. Heck yeah, he got him. All right, 1951.
There's Mike King Kelly right there, man.
That is him, yeah. Oh, he died not too long after the trade. Like 7 years later. King Kelly. All right, here we go. 1951. Sugar Ray Robinson defeats this guy and takes the middleweight title. 1951. The guy that he beat is sometimes considered his life story, the greatest movie ever made.
Wow. I was going to go Joe Louis, but he was heavy. I don't know who.
Movie came out in 1980.
Oh, Jack LaMotta?
Jake
LaMotta.
We can't accept that. Jake LaMotta.
LaMotta. Yeah. Yes, you can. LaMotta. I'm just going to start saying Mott.
Just say last names, man.
LaMotta.
There you go. This day, 1966, this guy breaks the NBA career scoring record, 21,000 points.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Let's see here. Going down. Doing okay today?
Yeah.
Oh, 1988, at age 50. This man becomes the oldest driver to win the Daytona 500, 1988.
Bobby Allison.
Good job. Yes. It's just weird seeing the oldest. I'm 50. Just seeing the oldest driver. Like, it's a bad term or something, man. 1991. This former Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher wins the most salary arbitration to this point in time. 1991.
Pirates pitcher.
Yep.
Wow. Kenta Colvey.
Nope. He had a little Jeff Fisher mullet going on, too.
I don't know who.
Doug Drabeck. No kin to Alex Trebek.
Or Doug Moe.
Or Doug. Why would you say that?
It's being silly.
All right, that's all we got. That's it for today, man. Time for celebrity birthdays. I don't know where we're at in the week.
I think it's 1-1. I think I won Monday. Charlie won Tuesday.
I think you're correct on that. Good job, Greg. How do you remember that?
Because I very rarely do I win.
All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays, got to get them within two. First up, TV personality Hugh Downs.
88.
85.
98. Good Lord.
Country singer.
You're supposed to say he's still alive.
Yeah, well, that's still going to got an 88.
You know what they're trying to do? The joke is get him to do the ball drop next year in Times Square so he could say, I'm Hugh Downs, and this is 2020. Country singer Razzie Bailey.
85.
87.
80. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
70.
65.
77. Journalist Carl Bernstein.
75.
81.
Figured you'd get that one, Greg. 75.
I'm no longer a journalist.
Gene Bean. Television personality Pat O'Brien.
Man, he's 70.
69.
71. He sent me a tweet a few weeks ago, made me laugh. Magician Teller of Penn & Teller. He's the one that doesn't talk.
Why not?
That's part of the act, man.
63.
67.
71. Actor Ken Wahl, WHL. He was in Wise Guy.
63.
59.
62. Pokes up 3-0. Actress Meg Tilly.
55.
57.
59. Here we go. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly.
55.
54.
59. All from Gremlins. Actor Zach Galligan.
50.
57.
55. Sonya, it's now 3-2, Greggy. Let's see here. Oh, lead singer of Matchbox 20, rock singer Rod Thomas.
48.
45.
47. Pokes up 4-2. NFL quarterback, former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl winner, New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, Drew Bledsoe.
45.
49.
That's a push.
Push.
47. You guys are outstanding. Let me go back to my other list. We're not quitting yet. We got plenty of time. Got nothing but time. Let's see here. Can't use that one. Can't use that one. Hold on, boys. Don't go anywhere. What's this one here? Tyus Edney, NBA guard. Mm-hmm.
He's the one who went coast to coast.
He did.
Tyus Edney now is 39.
40.
46. Mm. Hold on. We got – Greg's up 4-2. Give me one more here. I mean, don't go anywhere on me. Let's see. Come on. Former NFL linebacker for the Falcons, Jesse Tuggle.
45.
53.
He's 56. And one more here. Dave Dravecki, pitcher.
We had him earlier. No, that was in the other thing. No, that was
Doug Drabeck.
Dave Dravecki. He's the one that broke his arm, right?
Had his arm amputated.
Yeah,
cancer.
He's 50.
55.
63, and that's it. That's all we got there. Greg, look at you. 2-1. You can close out the day tomorrow, but I doubt you will. All right, Greg, here's your song, all right? This song was very popular for this band, but they could never get to number one because Hotel California occupied the top spot for so long. Still, it was one of their greatest hits of all time.
This would be the Atlanta Rhythm Section, So Into
Attaboy,
You.
Attaboy, Greg!
Thinking how how it's gonna be whenever I get you next to me. It's gonna be good.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.